This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In the U.S., we don't have social classes, right? We all live the American dream where if everyone works hard, they can succeed and become at least middle class. Well, not exactly. Those born into poverty are grossly disadvantaged and structurally stuck. Breaking out of poverty is out of the reach of many, many people right here in America. Those in poverty are unable to purchase nutritional foods or save money by buying in bulk at Costco or afford a car to get to work or to buy a monthly transportation pass so they can save on one-way fares. There is also the fallacy that hard work is all that is required to emerge from poverty. Let me tell you about three of my patients, Mr. Rivera, Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Wong. They all work three jobs. They sleep less than 5 hours a day. They care for young children or elderly sick parents. And they have chronic illnesses that regularly bring them to see me in the doctor's office. They work far harder than I do. In fact, than most wealthy people I know do. Let me be clear about what keeps the Riveras and Browns and Wongs in poverty. It is not a failure to work hard or the lack of a desire for a better life. Poverty is structural, and it keeps people locked in. Social class is also a profound risk factor for illness. 56 million people died in 2016, many prematurely and many with chronic diseases. Those from lower socioeconomic classes cannot determine their own destiny, and they can rarely make healthy life choices. They cannot move to escape air pollution from a nearby factory or avoid eating fast food because it's far cheaper than healthy food. As pointed out recently in the journal Lancet, there are strong, well-conducted studies showing that poverty poses health risks that are close to the magnitude of smoking or obesity. Now, perhaps this is because of the link between poverty and stress and poor working conditions and poor sleep and the inability to exercise safely or constant exposure to poor nutrition. Regardless, overall poverty-related illness accounted for about 16% in all American deaths in 2016, more so in men than in women. Now, unfortunately, once someone has poor health, this leads to a downhill spiral resulting in more poverty and then more poor health. So as a nation, we need to focus on moving people out of poverty, literally and figuratively. This means investing in children, in education, providing safer neighborhoods, training people for better jobs, reducing the bureaucracy of government programs, incentivizing healthy lifestyles, and providing locally available, patient-friendly primary care. So, you ask, what's holding us back? This is Dr. Michaels with a second opinion.